Chapter 1. The Church. The Church is the spiritual body of Christ with a physical representation in geographic locations everywhere in the world. A local assembly of the local church is the operational unit of the church. Christ is building his church. As believers in Christ, we work with Christ and for him. And Christ works with us and through us. St. Augustine is quoted as saying that, "Without God, we cannot. Without us, God will not." Our partnership with him is a divine calling and we must fulfill it. Chapter 2. Church Mandate. The universal mandate of the church was given by Jesus Christ himself to the church. Some churches lose sight of the fact that it is the bottom line in the work of the ministry and a very important anchor on which the church builds a community of believers in Christ. In addition to the universal mandate of the church, every local church is called out to fulfill a specific assignment which is expressed as the vision and mission of the church. What is very observable in recent times is that churches are adopting annual themes to drive their programs and activities every year. Chapter 3. Church Ministries. The local church fulfills the universal mandate of the church through church services, programs, events, and the activities of a ministry groups and teams guided by its vision, mission, and philosophy. For those coming to church, ministry starts at the car park or drop-off zones in the church and continues through the main entrances and walkways into the church auditorium. Anybody providing frontline ministry, which brings them into direct contact with the people coming into church, must create the right impressions for the first-time guests. It is equally important for the church to effectively manage the motivations, expectations, desires, and needs of the congregation to give them high-value customer service experiences at all times. Chapter 4. Church Resources. Salvation is about people, and ministry is by people. The people provide the critical mass needed by the local church for the work of the ministry. The local church is expected to model godly financial integrity and good stewardship of the financial resources of the church. Some pastors and church leaders use the phrase "as led by the Spirit" as an excuse for not managing time as a ministry resource. In the promise of the Holy Spirit to empower the apostles as his witnesses, Jesus alluded to physical operational space, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and virtual operational space, outermost parts of the world. The facilities and other physical or material resources are working tools needed by the local church for the work of the ministry. Chapter 5. Church Administration. The church is a theocracy under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is acknowledged as the ultimate source of authority in the church and the focal point for the teachings and practices of the church. Christocentric. However, the administration of the local church covers the issues of governance, leadership, and management. At any point in time, God expects every believer in Christ to provide direction and influence, as well as empower and motivate others to achieve a shared vision, goal, or objective. God expects every believer in Christ to plan, facilitate operations, and perform giving tasks using the resources efficiently to achieve the shared vision, goals, and objectives of the church. Chapter 6. Functional Structures and Systems. Establishing the requisite structures and systems, including processes at every level in the local church, helps ensure order in the church, enhance operational efficiency, and promote effective work of the ministry. In dealing with the ministry challenge that confronted the early church, the apostles established the requisite structures and systems for ministry and administrative matters to ensure order in the church. In feeding 5,000 men besides women and children with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, Jesus Christ established the structures and systems, including processes, that ensures operational efficiency such that 12 baskets of leftovers were collected and accounted for at the end of it all. Following the godly counsel of his father-in-law Jethro, Moses established the structures and systems, including processes, that helped him to minister effectively to the children of Israel. These are gleanings from the book. To have the full complement of the exposition on operational efficiency and effective work of the ministry, get a copy of the book for yourself, your church leaders, and church workers. Thank you, and God bless you richly.